Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. The other day I tweeted that if I were to describe my creative journey throughout the past decade, it would be doubt, despair, and delight. That got me thinking about the insecurity and lack of confidence that has crept into my life. How would I go about rebuilding my confidence? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share how to do that through remembrance and action. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/184. Doubt, insecurity, lack of confidence. You know, I've been thinking a lot about that because there's some things that I want to do in my life, but I don't quite have the confidence recently that I did when I was younger, when I was first starting out in my business. And what's interesting that as I look back on this journey, this creative journey, if I were to describe it, it would be doubt, despair, and delight. There are just those projects that were a success, and the process was a delight. But then things happen. Relationships sour, projects go south, things don't turn out the way that you hoped they would. How do you not take it personally? How do you not let it affect your confidence? You know, every day I go on Twitter and I always see some platitude about how I need to hustle more and not let my emotions rule things. And it's just like, it's really hard when you pour everything that you've got into something. How do you not take something personal? It's really hard. And so I want to speak directly to people out there just like myself that maybe your confidence has taken a hit over the years. Maybe just over the months even, because when you set out to do your own thing without anyone having your back, it can be super hard and your confidence will take a hit. And so I want to share in this episode of Getting Work to Work a few ways that you can rebuild your confidence. And you better believe that this is something that I'm doing for myself right now. So where I want to start is I want to share five things to remember when you are rebuilding your confidence. First, remember your training. If you're like me, if you're like a lot of people that I know, you went to school for what you did, or you have spent time learning and practicing and really sweating, crying, and bleeding for your craft. You might have forgotten that, though. You might have forgotten just what you have been trained to do. I went to school for animation. My first job was in video production. All of these things I have been trained year on year to be able to do, and I have forgotten that. So I need to remember my training. Second, remember where you've come from. You didn't just start out yesterday, and if you did, you probably don't have the confidence problem that maybe you would have if you're a veteran. But remember just where you've come from. When I set out on my creative journey, I didn't know how to make videos. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I didn't know how to do any of this. I was making it up from day one. I had the confidence to believe that I could figure this out and I could do it. And you know what? I have done it. And over the years, where I've come from, I am so far from where I've come from. And it's amazing when I stop and remember that. Third, remember what you have done. So not just where you've come from, but what you've actually done. I've had the chance to go on some amazing trips and do video around the world. That was something that I only dreamed of before actually setting out on my journey. I've had the chance to go to countries that I never would have if I hadn't have, you know, set out on my own, you know, business. And so remember what you have done. Remember the projects that you've done for people, both good and bad. When I think about the clients that I've had the privilege to work for, even the ones that ended up just hurting and creating some confidence problems, it's still amazing to think I got to do that. Retraining my brain to think about, you know, yeah, I did get to work with that company. that's really exciting. Yeah, it didn't work out the way I wanted, but you know what? That's what I got to do. Fourth, remember why you do what you do. I have a dear friend who's like, I don't know of anything else that I ever wanted to do. This is it. This is what I wanted to do. For myself, I've always struggled with what do I want to do, and I know why I want to do it, because I love telling stories and I love helping people. And so remembering why I do what I do and remembering why you do what you do, that just gives one extra boost to that confidence that you need to rebuild. And then the fifth thing to remember when rebuilding your confidence is remember where you want to go and what you want to do. Vision is so important. You can chase the vision of other people, but guess what? It's a fruitless endeavor. I have always found in my journeys when I'm searching for people with vision, it's never going to align with the vision that I have in my heart and mind. But you know what? I never had the courage at times to really act on my own vision. And so I was searching for other people to either validate or have a vision big enough that mine would go away. So remember where you want to go and what you want to do. Dig out that vision that you have for your work and life. Just remembering all this stuff isn't enough. Now you need to act. And so I want to share six ways that you can act once you go on that process of remembrance. And the first is to act on small things. I can't remember quite where I read the article, but recently I read something that said it's the little things that add up over time, not the big, huge, sweeping gestures. And so act on those small things. What are the small things for your projects? What are the small things for your work? Because it's not the small things that chip away at our confidence. It's the big moments of failure that say you're nothing. And so it's the small things, though, that over time build you up to be like, you know what? Wow, I can do so many great things because look at what I've done. Second, let your imagination soar. For me, a lot of times my confidence takes a hit because I don't think I can do what I want to do. But you know what? It's just because I've let my imagination get stagnant. I haven't fueled my mind with new ideas. I haven't allowed myself to research and to dream. When I let my imagination soar, I'm not worried about taking care of business. I'm not worried about doing work. I'm just seeing where my mind goes. And that's when it starts to get excited, because then new ideas pop into my mind. And when I can align those new ideas with remembering my training, remembering where I've come from, holy crap, it's wow, I'm able to do so much more. And I think the same's going to go for you. Third, push yourself in ways that require courage. Sometimes confidence goes away when you live in fear, when you stop doing things because you're afraid of what people are going to say, whether you're going to be able to back it up, whether you're going to be able to do the work, whether or not you can have the energy or sustainability to do it, the stability financially to do it. You know what? Sometimes you have to take a leap and have some courage. That's hard. That's a hard one, because it's so easy just to complain and be like, you know what, I'm going to complain about all the forces against me. But you know what? It takes courage to act against the forces that are real and imagined. Fourth, build a support and mentorship group. I'm not talking about people that you just get together with and complain about. I'm talking about a group of people that are going to stare you in the face, look you in the eye, and say, why haven't you done this yet? How can I help you? What do you need from me to do this? There are people out there that want to help you, but you have to find them. You have to show them that you are worth a damn, that you are going to be able to say, you know what? Yes, I can do this. And you know what? I need your help to get me there. This is something that I'm a little slow to learn. I like to think that I'm pulling myself up by my bootstraps, but you know what? That's just crap. I need other people. I need the support of other people, and I need the mentorship of other people. And now I need to go on a journey of action to find those people. Fifth, this one's funny to me, but you can get stuck in your head. So get out of your head. Stop thinking so much. I think it was Stephen Worley recently on Twitter that said, stop thinking, get out of your head. And you know what? It's so true, because for myself, and I know for a lot of other smart people, you can think yourself in circles. You can think through your problems. You can put blinders on and be ignorant to the realities that you're facing. So get out of your head and start talking to people. Just start talking, just start communicating, conversing, see where the things can go, see how other people can challenge you. As Ray Dalio says in Principles, be radically open-minded, which means that you have to challenge everything for fear that you may be wrong. For fear that you may be wrong. But if you're always in your head, you're always right. So sixth and finally, open the program and go. I know that I have a project to finish, and I've been working on it for almost a year. I just need to open up Adobe Premiere Pro and go and just start editing. Is it going to be perfect? At this point, it doesn't matter. It just has to get done. There is a program that you need to open up right now. It could be Word, Google Docs, Premiere, Photoshop, Illustrator, Sketch, Studio, whatever app it is. Just open it up and start working. All right. So what are you going to do? You're going to remember, and then you're going to act. That's really the only way, two ways that I think that confidence can be rebuilt. And I'm certainly going to give it a shot, and I hope that you'll join me. So if you need someone to be in your support and mentorship group, reach out and say, hey, Chris, I need help. Will you help me? And you know what? I'm here for you. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. I really appreciate all the comments that I get throughout the week about how much you are loving the monologues and the interviews. It means a lot to me and gives me fuel to keep on going. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email on chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.